final remarks session. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Wow, what an awesome day. This has been just a treat. Just a treat to have some really great people contributing to some incredible ideas, really incredible ideas. And so I would like to close down this session with a few final remarks. And first of all, I would like to provide some sort of next steps and an update about where the project is heading into the future. So throughout the Work Matters project, we have heard from employers in various sectors the challenges they are facing in attracting and retaining qualified staff, to name a few. But we are looking forward to collaborating with employers and community partners to create innovative solutions using a rural and small town lens to help address these challenges. I can't emphasize enough how important the small town context is to the conversation.
You're muted.
Somebody keeps muting me in the background. I know I'm a blabbermouth, but I was hired to do this, you know. So I apologize. I don't know where I was muted, but I will sort of flip back to, as someone who works in specifically only in small town community and economic development, I understand the importance of contextualizing the trainings, the actions, and the research and our voices to that experience. And so what I would like to reflect on personally here as a takeaway for myself in the Work Matters project is that this is one of the only projects I have ever been involved in that I didn't spearhead, that's literally always about small towns. It's about people in smaller communities solving problems with each other. And when I think about one of the most common qualities of people from small towns that I've learned anecdotally is that we are resourceful. We make the most of what we have, and we do it by leaning in with collaboration and welcoming others and that true neighborly quality of small town people. And so when I think about the curriculum that's been provided to you today and over the last 3 years and into the future, I know how important it is to represent rural and to truly have a voice of advocacy to our government systems and representatives of the unique needs of rural areas and how our problems and solutions are not metropolitan, and that we must deserve access to those kinds of solutions. So Work Matters is in the process of forming a consortium that will be employer-led. Its primary objective will be for employers to work together in creating actionable solutions to address local issues within our community. Canadian Career Academy has proposed several programs to provincial and federal ministries focused on assisting employers with enhancing their leadership skills, becoming mentors or apprentices, and how to best welcome newcomers, all of which will help to grow not only businesses, but also our communities. With collaborative support and dedication on all levels, we can work towards economic and workforce development within and among our communities. And so the El Presidente himself of the Canadian Career Academy, Rob Probert, would like to say a few things. And Rob, I will invite you to unmute and say your piece here. I see that you have a raised hand, and you can speak if you were hoping to.
I think I am unmuted.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Rob. And I will close with thank yous after your turn. Thank you.
No, I don't want to belabor the thank yous to everybody, but I just thought I should speak out on behalf of the Canadian Career Academy. As you mentioned earlier on, Sheila, when we started this process some years ago, we didn't quite know what we were getting into, and a nice way of saying it. But the program has evolved immeasurably in so many different ways. We've had well over 200 businesses and business support organizations take part in all our discussions and assist us all along the way. And I would really be remiss in not thanking them all, but especially in thanking you, Sheila, and Matt LeMay, who helped us previously, and all my existing staff, because we have produced really a high quality product that is unique to a small town environment. We're hoping that our government people will find ways to look at our applications and move us forward certainly you talked earlier on about the skills development programs that came about because of our activities. And we think that's just the start of all that good stuff. The number of personal support workers, we've filled huge numbers and many, many more to come, et cetera. But in any case, the challenges we all face in business, no matter what our business level is, retail, manufacturing, farming, whatever, are strenuous these days. And by having a chance to get a collaborative voice down on paper, and just to reassure everybody, if you haven't read our reports, you should read our reports. They're on our Work Matters site, on our CCA site, I believe, as well. But we will be distributing those widely in the next few weeks. They're not just going to sit on the stereotypical desk. If any of you want paper copies, just let us know. But again, we will be circulating amongst every ministry, every municipality, every mayor's office to let them know these are the things that your business community is saying and how we think we can help. And so that's just my little pitch and my thank you to all. And I'll be quiet now.
Oh, Rob, we love it when you speak. Thank you so much, Rob. You know, as someone that has been working with you since, I think, 2011, when I took you to lunch and invited you to the local immigration partnership committee, I really understood how important the Canadian Career Academy and the other Employment Ontario partners in Lanark and Renfrew counties are to our communities. They truly do offer some incredible services and support in job development, finding the right people, doing special projects like this. And so it is actors and leaders like yourself, Rob, and your team. And I would be remiss to not specifically name Shelley Moore here. Shelley has been an incredible leader inside the Canadian Career Academy in a number of roles. And this person is a wealth of knowledge and is also a community champion for other causes of importance to her heart. And so there are no shortage of really loving, thoughtful leaders in this space right now. And I certainly know that many of them are to be found at the Canadian Career Academy. So I would like to formally thank all of our presenters today. I was saying to Colin in the break that it's so nice to take a learner seat at one of these events, because so often I'm called to the stage and I do love to take a break and sit and listen, because I am a lifelong student. And I think that when we have the chance to really learn from some of these futurists, in my opinion, some people who are really leading beyond the status quo and challenging change and calling us to action. And man, was I inspired today. Thank you so much to our presenters, Emery, Colin, and Bailey, who really wowed me with their content and how it is so easy to take a little slower step and focus on humans. And so I would also like to really thank our trade booth participants. Without you being behind the scenes, answering the questions about how to mobilize for solutions and responses, our employers would be going at it alone. And so when I look at the people in the trade booth environment, what it reminds me of is if I had my own private board, lots of people to seek advice from, lots of individuals to lean into my business practices and support me. And asking for help is the first way to do that. So I want to thank our service providers and the trade booth participants who really are offering help. And certainly to the employers who have asked for it. So this side of the coin of employer engagement, there is no small thank you that needs to go out to the employers who have engaged in this space over the number of years we've been doing it. And you will continue. And I know that you are invested in our local economies, in our local labor forces, and in the change that you are making at the household level and at the industry level. And so your presence here today is no small gift. And I greatly appreciate the time that you have put into answering our surveys and representing your voice and allowing us to amplify it on your behalf. So employers, you are the engines. You are small to medium enterprises in this area are the powerhouse economic engines of small towns and rural areas. And you are the captains of these ships. And so I greatly admire the dedication and commitment that you have all made to this project. And certainly, let's make a big shout out to James Goodwin, who built all of the trade booths. I mean, I was extra diva and gave him about 80 million resources to put up. And so James, times whatever many booths, you really gave it your heart and it looks great. And we're so grateful for the tech people, because that's like way over my head. And without amazing tech people that, you know, really can handhold me, and our team, we wouldn't be here. So thank you. And generally, the staff at Work Matters, Aaron, Sonia, Shelley, and the team at the mobilization programs through Pathways to PSW and the DZ programs, we are so grateful for your service to the community, to this project, and to the outcomes. And honestly, everybody who has shown up here, who will pay it forward and participate in some level in the future, we owe you a ton of thanks. And that is in no short supply to our government, who has bought into the concept of advancing leadership and ways of doing business in smaller towns in Eastern Ontario. Without the buy-in from the province of Ontario through the Employment Ontario network of partners, we certainly could not have offered any of this. And so it takes great people with great ideas to ask for funding and to go forward, but it requires all of you to actually create the outcomes that the funding, the return on investment of our public money. So ultimately, we all won. Everybody is winning here today. And I am so hoping that this event is going to inspire the group of champion employers that we have here today to run with it, to go with this change, to embrace this change, and to lead our communities and our region to the future that we all deserve. You know, and for me, as a local person spending local money, I care about that. And when I see my local employers stepping in that way, I'm going to vote with my wallet. And I know that the market will as well. And so I genuinely am so impressed and so grateful for my role as moderator today. What a gift for me to be here to provide you with this information. And I would just like to thank you for welcoming me and for listening and really just coming. We are going to offer a 30-minute sort of segment of time between 3 and 3:30 to offer any more question and answer that you have, to make sure those custom questions are dealt with before you leave today so that you can take action tomorrow. And so like Bailey said, let's invite some more and lean into each other. And we'll see you in the trade booth section and in the next event. Thank you all so much. And have a great day. Happy future weekend coming. Take care, everybody. Happy spring. See you soon.
Thanks, Shayla. Thanks, everybody.